light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is very beautifully reported to have said سبحان الله زينوا مجالسكم بالصلاة علي فإن صلاتكم علي نور لكم يوم القيامة Subhanallah, subhanallah, that decorate your mahafil, your gatherings. How? By reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful episode of this series known as The Light of guidance. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And today's topic is also something very unique, something very exciting, something very beautiful. But before we move to today's topic, let's all make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. So the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make good intentions, inshallah. Whatever I learn, inshallah, in this episode, in this silsila, I will act upon it. I will pass the message on to others as well. And inshallah, for as long as it's possible, I will try my level best, you know, to stay in this silsila from beginning to end. And inshallah, whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will say Azza wa Jalla, I will say Ta'ala, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, I will send salam to them as well. When I hear the names of the Sahaba-i-Kiram and the exalted and the great personalities of in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabiyat, Sahabi, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah. When I hear anything, where it says make an intention, inshallah, I will make that intention. Inshallah, I will try and rectify myself. I will try and make myself perfect. I will try and make myself, you know, a good human being. I will try and act upon whatever we learn. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today's today's beautiful topic of discussion, I would say, subhanallah, is indeed a topic which needs to be touched, a topic which many of us think about, a topic which many of us feel that yes, you know, we should speak about this. Especially we get the complaint many times, or the request many times, is Munasab, you know, why don't you touch on this topic? Because the youth of today, the youngsters of today need this topic. It is something very important. So today I decided to discuss this topic, and this topic is respecting the elders, showing respect towards the elders. What's the importance of showing respect to your elders? How should you show respect? Subhanallah. Inshallah, in today's episode we will try and cover this beautiful discussion. So please sit back, relax, enjoy. If you have a warm cup of coffee or tea, take that, sit down, and please make sure that you listen to today's discussion from the beginning till the end, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, whenever we discuss respecting the elders, then indeed the first people who come on the top of your list undoubtedly your beloved parents. Subhanallah. So inshallah, one beautiful ayah I will mention in front of you, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and he speaks about, you know, the greatness of the parents in the rank, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the rank, what is the maqam of the beloved parents? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Bani Israel, the 15th para, ayat number 23 and 24. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wabil walidaini ihsana. Imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahumā uffin wa la tanharhumā wa qul lahumā qawlan karīmā waghfidh lahumā janāha adh-dhulli min ar-raḥmati wa qur rabbirhamhumā kamā rabbayānī ṣaghīrā. Allahu akbar. Translation from Ganzul Iman: and treat parents with goodness. If one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not say even akh to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect, and spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart, and request humbly that, O my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In the commentary of this beautiful ayah, it is mentioned that this verse implies that your Lord Almighty has commanded you to observe righteous behavior towards your parents with extreme kindness, because the way your parents have done a great favor upon you, it is obligatory for you as well to treat them well in the same manner. Subhanallah. When your parents become weak, lose strength in their limbs and live with you in the last age in a state of weakness, the same way you were powerless with them in your childhood, then do not even say oof to them. Do not utter any such word from your mouth that indicates them being a burden upon you, and do not rebuke them. Talk to them gracefully, politely, and address them with great manners. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. A very beautiful incident also, and a very famous incident, I would say, which we always listen to it. And indeed, it's such an incident which, you know, teaches us that this is the maqam and the status of parents. This is how a person supposed to show adab and respect towards his parents. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully, a very beautiful incident of Sayyidina Bayazid rahmatullahi ta'ala, who was a wali, or is a wali of his time. Subhanallah, a very great wali, and how he achieved this beautiful rank. Subhanallah, very beautifully he mentions himself. He says, during a bitterly cold night, my mother asked me to bring her a glass of water, some water. So he says, I filled a glass and I returned with it. And when I returned with the glass of water, I found that my mother was asleep. So not feeling it appropriate to wake her up, I then stood near her waiting for her to wake up. I stood for quite some time. And because it was a freezing cold night, so the droplets, you know, which come out of the glass, when it spilled off my finger, it froze, right? And it turned ice. For as long as I was holding the glass, the droplets of water turned into ice, and my fingers got stuck with the glass. It says, after a while, when my mother woke up, so I presented the glass of water to her, and my finger got stuck to the glass because of the ice. And as soon as she took the glass, or when I separated the glass from my finger, immediately what happened is the skin came off because it was stuck and started bleeding. Allah, Allah, Allah. Very beautifully he says, seeing this, my mother asked what happened, and relaying the entire story to her, I told her that this happened. She then raised her hands and made dua, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him, you also remain pleased with him. Subhanallah. And that was the reason, you know, the dua of the mother was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami, subhanallah, his maqam, his status became such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with him, and indeed he became a great wali and a saint of his time. Subhanallah. This is the effects, this is the beautiful, you know, ta'seer which the du'as of the mother have in the right of their children. So every person out there, every youngster, every boy, girl, whatever you are, you know, it is important for you to keep this lesson in your mind. I'm not going to go in detail regarding, you know, the parents and the maqam and the state of parents. That's a whole separate topic. But because we're discussing the elders, the first people which we need to discuss are indeed our parents. So all those seated there, you know, sit down, think for a while, and you know what you are doing towards your parents. You know the way you speak to your parents. You know the way you converse with them. You know the way you reprimand them, rebuke them, shout them, whatever the case is. You know the way you backchat them. You know the way you say all sorts of wrong and evil things towards them. So take some lesson from this ayat which I recited to you and this beautiful incident and few ahadith I'm going to mention to you as well. Now take a lesson from this and think. Ask your heart. You know, your heart is not going to lie to you. Deep down in your heart, some way, you know, your heart will say, you know, you did this wrong or you did this right. So today, sit down and with a cool mind, ask yourself this question: that am I disrespecting my parents? Am I disrespecting my parents or parent? Remember, if they both are alive, then Subhanallah, that's a very great bounty upon you. But if you know, one of them has left this world, may Allah SWT grant them Jannatul Firdaus, and may Allah SWT grant the other parent who is alive a healthy, long life. And so remember, you still have that one beautiful chance for you, whether it's your father or your mother. So sit down and think that, you know, am I treating them the way a parent is supposed to be treated? The way Islam showed me that this is how you must treat your mother, your father. This is how you should show adab and respect towards your parents. Am I doing that action? If yes, then Subhanallah. If not, then, you know, it is something which you need to rectify yourself. Very beautiful. Some ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us this message, this teaching that the Jannat lies, in paradise lies under the feet of your mother. That we all know. But now what I want to inform to you is many people think that there is no maqam and status for the father in Islam. No. There is a lot of respect and rank for the father as well. Some beautiful ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the pleasure of Allah Almighty is in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of Allah Almighty is in the displeasure of the father. Subhanallah. Number two, very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in this hadith is in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat Sharif, that obeying the father is obeying Allah Almighty, and disobeying the father is disobeying Allah Almighty. Allah. Another beautiful hadith mentioning Tirmidhi Sharif, that the father is the middle door amongst the doors of Jannah. If you want, you may lose it, and if you want, you may protect it. Subhanallah. So this is the maqam, the rank, the status, the mother, the father, the parents in general, which Islam has taught you, which Islam is teaching you, and Islam will continue to teach you. But are you gaining something? Are you taking something from this beautiful message of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us, you know, to always have the adab and the respect for our parents. Ameen, 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 bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Subhanallah. Before we carry on with this beautiful discussion regarding our elders, regarding showing respect towards our elders, let's take a short break, inshallah, and listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls, Madani flowers, pertain to the topic as well, because we discuss parents, so we listen to something regarding the parents, inshallah. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on this beautiful discussion. Don't leave us. Remember, stay with us till the end, and inshallah, you will learn a lot from today's silsila. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
What have you done for me? This is the question lately young generations ask their parents, forgetting everything their parents have done for them. Next time, before asking this question, think what they have done for you. When you didn't even know how to say that you're hungry, they gave you food. When you didn't know how to stand on your feet, they held your hand and supported you so that you don't fall and hurt yourself. When you didn't know how to walk, they held your hand and taught you how to walk. When you didn't know how to talk, they taught you one word at a time so that you can talk. When you didn't know how to ask for clothes, they put on brand new clothes on your body. When you were cold and didn't know how to say it, they put warm blanket on you without you even asking. When you were sick, They were up all night taking care of you and giving you medicine and taking you to the best doctor available. When you weren't able to read or write, they worked hard to put you in the best school. When you didn't work, they saved every penny to put you through college and university. So next time, before you ask this question, what have you done for me? Think about all these things your parents have done for you. Show respect and show gratitude to them. Remember the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam states, Huma jannatuka wa naruka, meaning your mother and father are your heaven or hell. Whoever respects their parents, listens to their all permissible things they say, and is not disobedient to them, Allah Almighty is happy with them and bestows them with paradise. They're successful in both this world and the hereafter. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد النور من نور الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله ما شاء الله Some very beautiful pearls, you know, that what have your parents done for you, did basically they did everything for you. You know, just recently I was reading somewhere that don't ever complain on what your parents couldn't give you when you were young. Don't ever complain on what your parents couldn't give you, because believe me, they tried their best to give you everything. They tried their best. Yes, sometimes everything is in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so not every parent, you know, owns a mansion or the best car or something. Not every parent can give his child, you know, the spoil him to the fullest, you know, make sure he gets everything which he wants. Yes, some parents, you know, are very rich. Some parents are, you know, medium class. Some parents, yes, they don't have the enough means. But believe me that whatever was in the control of your parents, they tried their best to do everything for you. Even if it was, you know, sacrificing their desires, their intentions, their wishes just for you, the parents did do all of those things. And inshallah, tomorrow when you become a parent, now you'll also witness this. Today maybe, you know, you are a youngster, you're saying, no, these are all things, nobody does that, nobody sacrifices their own wishes for someone else. But Allah, the parents are something else. You know, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that emotion, that feelings in their heart, in their mind, in their blood, that, you know, they are always worried about you, they always think about you, they're always planning for you. And tomorrow when you become a parent, you will remember these words and you will say, yes, you know, what we learned was true. That before you are a parent, maybe you don't have that feeling in your mind, in your heart. You know, if you want this, you want it, you won't give it to somebody else. But after you become a parent, you'll sacrifice it just for your child. And then tomorrow when that child turns back and he starts answering you, he starts speaking bad towards you, he starts saying all sorts of nonsense, then, you know, won't that tear come out of your eye? Indeed it will come out, that I did so much for this person, this child, and today he is standing against me. But Allah, even at that time the parent doesn't say anything, and he makes dua in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, grant hidayah to my child. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone's parents happy, long lives, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those children who are disobedient towards their parents, their grandparents, their in-laws, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them hidayah in this world as well as in the hereafter as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, Islam indeed, you know, encourages us that we should respect our elders, which we should show the adab towards our elders. Because remember, Islam is a way of life. Islam shows you what you should do, what you shouldn't do. Islam tells you this is permissible, this is not permissible. And not only in the ibadat, in salah, in ghusl, in tayammum, in wuzu, whatever it is. No. In day-to-day things, Islam also teaches you. You want to eat, this is how you must eat. You want to drink, this is how you must drink. You want to do business, this is how you do business. You want to, make nikah, this is how you make nikah. You want to upbring your children, this is how you do tarbiyat. So everything Islam teaches you. Likewise, Islam also teaches you that don't forget that in your vicinity, in your area, in your society, in your place, in your environment, there are elders around you. So you need to show them adab, you need to show them respect. Subhanallah, in the previous time, if any young person walked ahead of any elderly person, just walked ahead of him, what would happen? Allah Almighty would make him sink into the ground due to his disrespect. We're not saying something. We're not talking about, hitting an elderly person or shouting or screaming. No. Just walking in front of an elderly person, because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make him sink into the ground due to his disrespect. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala mentions, and he says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the young person who respects an elderly person due to his age, in reward for this, Allah Almighty increases his, means the young person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his dignity through someone else. Subhanallah. That someone shows respect, you show adab. Why? Because he's bigger than me, he's buzurg, he's elderly than me. So let me show him adab, let me give him respect. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases this youngster's dignity through someone else. When someone, he showed respect to an elderly person, Allah ta'ala will make someone else show respect towards him as well. Allah, this is, as we say, you give respect, you earn respect. You can't expect that everybody should respect you, everybody should treat you as the best person and, give you the utmost respect, you are top notch, everything, and in return you must say every nonsense thing to everyone. No, that's not how it works. You give respect, you earn respect. Subhanallah. So we should always try and respect our elders. We should always try and show the adab, the utmost adab towards our elders and those above us. Subhanallah. After completing his religious studies, Sayyidina Yusuf bin Khalid Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Nu'man bin Sabit, a student of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, subhanallah. After completing his studies, he sought permission to go to his hometown of Basra. Upon this, Imam Azam replied and he said, wait for a few days, so I'll give you some advice, regarding some important issues which you will face. What are those important issues? Dealing with people, how to converse with learned people, how to take care of your nafs, how to control your nafs, how to establish friendship with people, how to be aware of the different conditions, the different states of people. So all of these kind of things, I will inform you, I'll give you some nasihat, I'll give you some advice. And normally, that's a custom, a norm. Whenever the student or your shagird leaves, it's his last day or it's his final time, then you do give them some advice to remember throughout their life. So Imam Azam also mentioned, when you leave, I'll give you this nasihat. And to the extent that when you attain the knowledge and leave, then Imam Azam said, this knowledge will be a tool for you. It will help you in many things in your life. Subhanallah. And very beautifully he said that knowing this advice will become a necessity, as it will enhance your personal knowledge and protect it from becoming faulty. And what did Imam Azam say? When you enter Basra, people will greet and come to behold you. People will come and greet you. Student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, he completed his studies, we got a Hazrat, we got someone in our town. It's like that. So when people will come greet you, they will meet you, they will recognize the status which you deserve. He says at that time you must show them the respect according to their respective status. In other words, dignify the pious, honor the people of knowledge, respect the elders, and be affectionate towards the young. These four beautiful words of wisdom every person must tie towards his brain and his heart. Number one, dignify the pious. They are the pious people, the salihin. They are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honor them, show the utmost respect towards them. Number two, honor the people of knowledge. The ulama ikram, the mulana sahab, the alim deen in your area, in your locality around you. Honor him, give him respect, give him adab, because he deserves that respect. Because he got something which you do not have. And what is that? He has the knowledge of the deen of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dignify the pious, honor the people of knowledge. Number three, respect the elders. Respect the elders. Your parents are your elders, your grandparents are your elders, your in-laws are your elders. The uncle who comes to perform salah in the masjid, he is the elder. The musalli in the masjid, he is an elder. The haji sahab of the area is an elder. So whoever is your elderly, whoever is above you, whoever is old in age, respect him. And I'm not meaning only that person who is very old. If you are 20 years old, then someone who is 50 years old, only he deserves your respect. No, even somebody who is 22 years old, someone who is 21 years old, someone who is 25 years old, if he is elder than you, you need to show him the respect. So the third piece of advice, respect the elders. Number four, he said, and be affectionate towards the young. Show your love, your muhabbat towards the young people, towards the youngsters. Why? Because their heart will automatically be inclined towards you. They will see this mullah sahab, this uncle, this person doesn't have any arrogance, any takabbur, any pride. I mean, he is showing love towards me, so why shouldn't I respect him? As I mentioned, you give respect, you earn respect. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the beautiful teachings of Sayyidina Imam Azam alayhi rahmah. And you know, from these teachings, when he mentioned that, you know, show respect towards the elders, a very beautiful narration is also mentioned in front of me, mentioned in Tazkiratul Awliya, that once a sinner, a person who used to commit sins, he was sitting at a river bank and he was washing his hands and his face. So the water was flowing when he was washing his hands and face. And all of a sudden, the leader of millions of Hanbalis, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he arrived and he sat at a distance from that person. And he started performing wuzu. So, you know, this person, he noticed that, you know, I'm washing my hands and my face and the water is flowing. And that water is going by Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. And he is a great personality, he is a wali of Allah, he is the leader of millions of people, and he is performing wuzu with that water. And so he felt that, you know, it's not nice. I mean, I am a sinner person, and my water, which I am using, the water is going, and he is making wuzu with that flowing water. So he felt that, you know, it's against the adab of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So what he said, let me go and sit on the other side. So when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal makes wuzu and that water comes, I'll make wuzu, I'll wash my hands and face with that water, and subhanAllah, he is wali of Allah. So the water which touched him, I'll get in contact with that water, and maybe, you know, it's just for respect, some adab towards this person. Also it was one thinking in his heart. It wasn't impermissible for him to wash his hands and face, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is there, so he needs to go and to the other side. But he had the adab and the respect, you know, towards Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. How greatly he was rewarded for this blessed act of respecting Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Allah, 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 subhanallah. That when he passed away, someone saw him in his dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? How were you dealt? What happened to you? He replied, by the blessing of showing respect to Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. Allah Ta'ala forgave my sins. Why? Just because I showed adab and respect towards Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal alayhi rahma. Subhanallah. So from this instance you come to learn that yes, showing respect towards your elders is necessary, it's important. At the same time, if that elderly person is your parent, the respect increases. The elderly person is a mullah sahab, the respect increases. The elderly person is a wali of Allah, pious person, the respect increases. So if he's an elderly person, you need to show respect. But if he has some titles attached with him, then you must know you need to show him utmost respect. The respect needs to increase. Subhanallah. So people ask, you know, why must I show respect to this munasa? Why must I show respect towards this my parents? Right? He didn't do anything for me, they didn't do anything for me, whatever it is. Just because they are your elders, just for that reason Islam commands you must show adab towards them. So all the other reasons are on one side, all the other favors, all the other bounties which they showered upon you, everything is one side. Just because they are your elders, Islam says now you must show adab and respect towards them. So this is the beautiful teachings which Islam always tells us to instill in our hearts, in our mind, and we should have the adab towards our elders. Subhanallah. And very beautifully it is mentioned by an Arab poet that ma wasala man wasala illa bil hurmati. Allah, وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِتَرْكِ الْحُرْمَةِ. He says, whatever a person attained, whatever he attained, is only due to the virtue of showing respect, showing adab. And whatever a person lost, he only lost it due to not showing respect. And it's a fact. I mean, today whatever you gain, it's because of your parents' du'as, it's because of your wali's du'as, it's because of your murshid's du'as. And why they give you those du'as? Because you showed adab and respect towards them. تو ما وصل من وصل إلا بالحرمة وما سقط من سقط إلا بترك الحرمة. Whatever you attained, you only attained it because of showing respect. Whatever was left, whatever was lost, you only lost it because you left showing your respect. ادب ہی سے انسان انسان ہے, ادب جو نہ سیکھے وہ حیوان ہے. So ادب is the first thing, ادب is very 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 important. Subhanallah, this is the beautiful discussion which we were discussing regarding our elders, regarding showing respect towards our elders. Okay, now amongst the elders we also have our teachers. We discuss our parents, we discuss the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now our teachers, they are also our elders. So what kind of adab we need to show towards them? A very beautiful incident. Whenever anybody would ask a question from Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he wouldn't give an answer. And this continued for a long time, till one day he sat leaning against a wall and he said to the people, "Today ask me whatever you want." So the people humbly said, "What is the matter today? You shouldn't answer any question, but today you're saying you must ask you whatever you want to ask you?" So in reply he said, "As long as my teacher, Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi ta'ala was alive, I used to avoid answering questions out of his respect. That because my Hazrat, my teacher is there, so I give an answer? No, he is there, people must ask him, he should give the answer. I am just a slave of my teacher. Now my teacher passed away, so now I can give the answer." So people were surprised, because they said, according to our knowledge, Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi ta'ala is still alive. He didn't leave this world. So people noted the date and the time where Sayyidina Abdullah, Sahal bin Abdullah mentioned these words. And later on when they matched it, they found out that just, you know, a short while before he mentioned those words, Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi ta'ala had left this world. Allah. So this is the adab which our predecessors had for the teachers. They know it's our teacher. He taught us whatever we are today is because of this teacher. So it is our duty that we must show the utmost adab and respect towards them. Subhanallah. Salli ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And remember, we also show adab towards our teachers. Why? Because that teacher of ours, you know, made us walk on the straight path. That teacher of ours taught us how to rectify our salah, how to rectify our wuzu, how to be a proper human being, how to live according to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whilst explaining the respect which a teacher deserves, Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Imam Ahlul Sunnah, very beautifully he mentioned and he says, number one, a student should not begin the conversation until his teacher does so. Means he mustn't speak before his teacher. This will be in disrespecting, in showing disrespect towards the teacher. Number two, very beautifully he says, a student should not sit in the place his teacher does, even in the teacher's absence. Always respect your teacher. Number three, he says a student should not precede his teacher when walking. Don't walk in ahead of your teacher. As we learned in the previous nation, then people used to walk ahead of the elders, they were sunk in the ground. So Imam Al-Azhar says, don't walk ahead of the teacher. Number four, he says, when spending on his teacher, a student should not be stingy. He shouldn't have that miserliness, you know, that conjuice pun, that stinginess in him. Why must I spend on my teacher? No. In fact, whatever the teacher needs should be happily given by his student. If the teacher accepts this, a student should consider it their own honor and a favor of his teacher upon him. Subhanallah. Number five, he says, in comparison to the rights of his parents and all the other Muslims, his students should give predominance to the rights of his teacher above everyone else. Number six, he says, humbleness and humility should be displayed before the teacher, even if only one letter was learned from him. Subhanallah. Number seven, he says, if the teacher is within his home, the door should not be knocked upon. He should instead be waited for outside until he comes out himself. And number eight, he says, whoever gives any form of pain or difficulty to their teacher will remain deprived from the blessings of knowledge. Allah. This is the beautiful teaching of Sayyidina Imam Ishq Muhabbat Imam, Imam Ahl Sunnah Ala Hazrat. Very beautifully he taught us that this is the way you must show respect towards your teachers. SubhanAllah. Yes, we are discussing this beautiful topic. We'll take one more break, inshallah, to listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we'll carry on this beautiful discussion. And then we will be moving towards the conclusion of today's discussion as well. So please don't go anywhere. After this short break, inshallah, we will once again discuss some beautiful topics regarding showing respect towards your elders. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The hadith tells us, إِنَّمَا الْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. The ulama are the inheritors of the Prophets alayhim as-salam. The ulama study the deen. The ulama devote most of their lives, if not the entire lives, to the study of deen. The sacred sciences, Quran, hadith, fiqh, tafsir, ulumul hadith, waghaira. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala has given them a higher maqam than normal believers. It's not me who says that the ulama are greater. It's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said the ulama are greater. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned their fadail in the Quran. So today, if we were to find out that a scholarly person or someone from the Ahlul Ilm has made a mistake, then as awamun nas, necessary for us to conceal that. People are affiliated with the scholars. If you try to expose ulama, if you try to make their wrongdoings go viral, then awam will suffer, awam will detach themselves. And remember, if an alim makes a mistake, another alim is there to rectify him. Who are we? What right do we have? And this is a lengthy topic, but the awam are seen today backbiting the ulama, speaking ill of the ulama, being rude towards the ulama. And this is not befitting a Muslim. In fact, someone who denigrates and disrespects an alim for his knowledge, khifa alayhi al-kufr. Kufr is feared regarding that person. He may have a bad ending. So, always speak good of the ulama. If something comes to light regarding a particular person of knowledge, leave that to the ulama to deal with. We shouldn't poke our nose in. We shouldn't be nosy. We shouldn't be trying to be the judge. We leave things, matters to the knowledgeable people, and we fear about ourselves. We think about ourselves. Ya Allah, save me from falling into sins. Save me from doing wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to always maintain respect and honor for the ulama and to benefit from them as well, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautiful words of wisdom and pieces of advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we learn. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing the beautiful topic in which we were discussing showing respect towards our elders. And we touched, you know, a little on the parents, a little on the awliya of Allah, how to show the respect towards the awliya of Allah. You know, what's the reward of showing respect towards a pious personality, as the person showed respect towards Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and he was, subhanAllah, he was forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, we learnt about showing respect towards the teachers and how very beautifully Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, you know, taught us the adab and the respect which we should show towards our teachers. SubhanAllah, subhanAllah. And undoubtedly, amongst the elders, one personality or one category of people, one group of people who need to be shown respect, who need to, you know, who deserve the respect, undoubtedly that people are our elder brothers, our elder siblings. Yes, they also need our respect, they also deserve our respect, whether it's our elder brother or our elder sister. You know, as youngsters, we need to show them the utmost respect. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Jarir bin Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that I once had a dream in which I saw my head separate from my body and held in my hand. Allah, he says, for the interpretation of the dream, I related to Sayyidina Imam Ibn Sirin. And Allama Ibn Sirin was, you know, one of the greatest scholars of his time who would do the interpretation of the dream, subhanAllah. So he asked me if any one of my parents were alive. I replied by saying no. So he then asked if I had an elder brother. And I responded by saying yes. Allah, 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 subhanAllah. Then he said, fear Allah Almighty in his matter He said, treat him well and abstain from cutting ties with him. So basically, this was the interpretation of the dream or whatever the case was. But the nasihat which he gave, that if you have the elder brother, don't cut ties with him. Fear Allah Almighty in his matter. Show the utmost respect, the adab in his matter. Because indeed, he needs your respect. And after the parents pass away, the elder brother is on the place of the father. The elder sister is on the place of the mother. I mean, they are your elders now. So the way you show respect towards your father and your mother, now you must show respect towards these two personalities as well. And not only these two, if there are many brothers, then show respect to all of them. Many sisters who are elder than you, show respect to all of them. And those who are younger than you, what you do is you show affection and love towards them. As very beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and this beautiful hadith is also mentioned in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ لَنَا حَقَّنَا. The one who does not have mercy on our young, does not respect our elders, and does not know the rights of the Muslims, is not from us. Allah. Another beautiful hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, respect the elderly and have mercy on the young, then you and I will come forth on the day of judgment like this. He then joined his blessed fingers together. And so my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave you the teachings that you need to show the adab towards your elders, and you need to show kindness and affection towards the youngsters as well. And this was the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is the best in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, he's the greatest, even greater than the angels, even greater than all the anbiya alayhi wasalam. But his way of conversing, of treating people well, he would also show the respect towards his elders. And he would also, you know, show the love and muhabbat, the affection towards the children, which is why the children used to love the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So ma'azallah, he didn't, you know, display or portray it, you know, I am the best in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so ma'azallah, I need to, you know, show something bad towards someone else, or I deserve all the respect. No, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent an example and a lesson for everyone until Qiyamah. Nobody can have a greater status than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely. And you will never ever have a greater status than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when my Nabi on that maqam, still he showed utmost respect towards his elders and showed kindness and affection towards the youngsters, then in which category do me and you fall? No matter whatever great status we have, we can become the greatest mulana, the greatest mufassir, muhaddith of our time, the greatest imam of our time, but still, we need to always follow that teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but particularly this teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we need to show the utmost respect towards our elders and show the kindness and affection towards our youngsters as well. Subhanallah. So this is the beautiful teachings of Islam, the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, I would mention one very beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us and teaches us and commands us that we need to show the respect, we need to maintain the relation between our relatives as well. Yes, our relatives also deserve our respect. They also need our adab and our utmost affection and love. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very beautifully in the first verse of Surah Nisa, part 4, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and fear Allah, in whose name you demand mutual rights, and be mindful of your blood relations. Indeed, Allah is observing you at all times. Subhanallah. Explaining this beautiful verse, Allama Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned, he says, the way salah, sawm, hajj, zakah, etc. are necessary for Muslims, he says, similarly, it is also imperatively important to fulfill the rights of relatives as well. Subhanallah. Furthermore, he says that treating loved ones and family members well is very beneficial for this world as well as for the hereafter. This stabilizes our affairs in this life, death, and even the hereafter. Subhanallah. Allama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami, rahmatullahi alayhi, very beautifully he mentions, and he says, there is a consensus of the entire ummah on the fact that treating relatives well is wajib and cutting ties with them is haram. So on petty issues and petty small reasons, everyone cuts ties with the relatives and, you know, do all sorts of nonsense. No, we need to show adab towards our elders, we need to show respect towards them, and we need to always maintain the relation with all our relatives, our parents, the pious predecessors, the pious awliya ikram, our teachers, our brothers, our sisters, our relatives, and everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned today. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Let's round off today's discussion and make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to act upon whatever we have learned today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. The moment you lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Please join us again for the beautiful silsila on the light of guidance. Something new we'll be discussing, but inshallah, it will be something which is very, very, very beneficial to you and to everyone. Keep us in your du'as. Till then, be happy, think happy, be positive, think positive, remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone positive and happy. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.